Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Thanks so much for just being involved and engaged. I know many of you got other things to do. You could be other places. You could be doing whatever. And you've chosen to be with me. Shows you how sad your life is. I mean, think about it, really. You're listening to me. No, I appreciate it very much. Love to joke around with you a little bit. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. I am your host. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being involved as a whole. I really do appreciate that. So, you know, again, we've got so much going on, so much coming at you. Do not, please don't get stuck in everything that you're hearing and believing it all to be truth, because it's not. You know, I'm seriously, it's just not. Do a little homework. I know it's tough. Right? I mean, I know it's tough, but do a little homework. You'll figure it out. It'll be great. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Somebody sent me a picture of a supermarket. This just shows you where we're at. This is truly why we're just going to flush society at some point in time and start all over again. Somebody sent me a picture of a grocery store. And she took a picture of two of the shelves, you know, two rows of shelves. And they were vegetable shelves. And the vegetable shelves, come on, you already know where I'm going, right? They're overflowing. All kinds of stuff on them, overflowing. And then, I love this stuff. I do. I just love this. Then they go over to the toilet aisle, the toilet paper aisle, and it's empty. So apparently, this virus doesn't want you to eat fruit or something. I mean, vegetables. And requires you to have a whole bunch of toilet paper on hand. I don't know. I don't get any of this. But you want to talk about some really crazy stuff. Let's just have a little lighthearted fun before I bring on Dr. Gerard. There was a vegan runner who was asking the neighbors to close their windows when cooking meat because it's offensive. You know what I would have done, right? Well, you guys all know me. You know what I would have done? First thing I would have done is I would have cooked more meat. I would have put meat on all four burners of the stove with a fan that blew at the window every single day when that person was doing their running. Now, some of you know about these programs they have online now where they're your neighbor. You know, it's like the nextdoor.com or whatever it's called. And it's so you know what's going on in the neighborhood. And I kind of like it. Actually, we have one here. I check in on it from time to time, let you know when people in the neighborhood that shouldn't be or things that are happening, that kind of little yard sales and stuff like that. Kind of cool. Anyway, makes it feel like a smaller neighborhood again, even though it's on that interweb thing. Now, the rant was posted to Best Next Door, an account that houses neighborhood drama. It showed the runner had requested nearby residents to only barbecue vegetables because it's always hard for me this time of year when the weather starts to warm up. And, you know, it's all about you. Is this perfect? It's all about you. This is a single runner in a neighborhood of hundreds, probably thousands of people, and going, I'm being offended by this, therefore everybody must stop. This is the attitude that society has taken on. This is why we're in the shape we're in today, because you parents, you younger parents, you have taught your kids that they're the only things that count. They're the only things that matter. The greater good doesn't matter, just what's good for you. It started all with that, if it feels good, do it. Several nights a week, the person says, I'm out running around the dinner time. When people have their windows open, I can smell what they're cooking. It's disgusting. I've noticed a sharp uptick recently in the smells of folks cooking meat, and it's very overpowering. Quite honestly, the odor is offensive, and I'm hoping our community can have some empathy for its plant-based neighbors. Move into a plant-based neighborhood. I mean, come on. Are you serious? This is what I'm talking about. You can tell this is a hot point for me. Because you think it's wrong. Then everybody has to do what you want them to do. Who are you? What makes you that important? Why can't you change your way for them? Right? I mean, seriously. And if you're only going to cook meat, she's asked you, or he has asked you, to close your window. Why? You don't want to be a stereotype, but suggest that people should join the movement, should do some research on why the odor of cooking animals is so offensive. Well, it's not offensive to me. I like the smell of charred mammal flesh. I think it's wonderful. The post directed the people to an area of What's Up Neighborhood, One Love. We see backlash on Twitter. I don't want to be stereotyped in a multi-paragraph whine about how hard it is being vegan. This is performance art, said one person. As a carnivore barbecue chef, it's always hard for me this time of year when the weather starts warming up and vegan runners start running by my windows. You know what else smells terrible? Runners. That's right. You have excessive odor. Stop it. I like that. Why don't you exercise indoors with your windows locked? Another person said they would roast an entire goat right outside just to spite him. Some people came to the runner's defense online agreeing that the smell of barbecue can be overwhelming. Try being vegan in Texas. No. Why didn't you move there? Why do you guys do that? Why do you move to areas where you want to be someplace that's better, nicer, whatever? Right? And it's everything there is 180 degrees from what you believe in and what you want to do. And you move there and complain about it. I mean, seriously, isn't that a sign of some mental deficiency? I'm asking for a friend. Joe Bettini, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me after the break. You're going to love this. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, please, please be involved in the conversation. Seriously. And don't just spew the party line. Actually be involved. All right? And for me, it's that simple. It doesn't take a whole bunch of thought. You don't need to forgive me, but you don't need a PhD in this. You can look at the numbers and figure it out on your own. You're allowed to do that. You know, and we've talked about this before, where Dr. Fauci noted in 2014, a model by the Centers for Disease Control projected that the African Ebola outbreak would affect more than 1 million people. But eventually, we found out that wasn't the case. It only affected about 30,000 was the number. And I think they do the same thing here. I think when you look at the numbers, you look, you put it up against numbers that we've had in the past. You put it up against a regular flu. And I don't think there's a regular flu, but the flu season as we've come to know it. This is not the major league outbreak that they're talking about. Listen, but I don't know any better. I'm not the guy that knows everything. I bring on people that have a clue. Like Dr. Gerard Lomero, who I love having on the show with me. He's an author, political analyst, expert on forecast models, and so much more. Dr. Lomero, thanks for joining me today. Appreciate it.
It's great to be with you.
You know, and it's something I reached out to you today because I'm so tired of hearing all these, Facebook warriors and Facebook doctors and the pundits that really don't understand what's going on. They really don't understand how this stuff has spread over the years or come together over the years. Is this, let's start off real simple. Is this as bad as they're making it out to be? Let's start.
I don't think so. I did take the time. I spent quite a bit of time this week studying the numbers. I mean, looking at tons of numbers, where this showed up, how much, and looked at the distribution. That's a mathematical term, really, or statistical term, the distribution of the deaths. And, it turned out that if you were over 80, you had a big chance of dying from this, especially if you're compromised with health. But most people aren't 80 or above.
Right.
In some situations, we see only 80-year-olds and above dying. Younger people, by age, if you go down to like 70s, 60s, 50s, 40s, 30s, do you know what happens? It keeps going down.
Yep.
The percent of people that impacted that adversely with death. This is just nothing, I think, to be quite so alarmed. It's fine to try to prevent it. We don't want anyone to get sick.
Sure.
We don't want anyone to die. Nursing home folks, the ones up in Washington, a lot of them were in the nursing homes who died.
Right.
But if you look at the last maybe famous pandemic, it's called the influenza A H1N1 PDM09 virus.
Yep.
Okay, or if you like for short, H1N1, easier to say.
Right.
There were actually an estimated 61 million people who got it. And you think that's terrible. Well, it is. But turned out there were 12,500 deaths. This was a pandemic. About 300,000 people got hospitalized. Excuse me. I don't have the flu, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, but cough away from the receiver so it doesn't come through to me because, apparently you can get it from anything, they say. So.
Yeah. Well, what I wanted to tell you, though, is that last big pandemic that's pretty famous, H1N1, 12,500 people died, but what's a typical year? So if you want to look at a typical year, I took the flu season 2018 and 2019, which was actually in some ways less than many flu seasons in certain regards. I mean, not as bad. And it had two flu viruses. It had the H1N1 that was still left over, and it also had something called the H3N2. Okay? And those two combined caused, this is 2018 to 2019 now, 35,000 deaths. That's almost three times what the pandemic had that people were worried about. So that's nowhere even close to what we have today. We have about 35 deaths.
Well, they're saying that we have, they had flu shots for those. We have no flu shot for this. They say that this is spreading faster than the other ones were. We don't know how to contain it. But when I read everything that they're saying to do to either prevent it, slow it down, stop it, whatever, I got to tell you something. In all honesty, wash your hands, cover your mouth when you cough. I mean, everything they've told us to do, we kind of should already be doing anyhow, shouldn't we?
Yeah, and it seems like their remedy is to shut down the entire country. Shut down tennis, shut down baseball, shut down basketball, shut down church services.
Yeah, just nuts.
In Denver now, the Archdiocese of Denver has canceled all masses in their archdiocese for the rest of the month of March.
Wow.
Seattle has canceled masses at churches. And on and on and on. Things are being canceled left and right. Louisiana canceled their primary. or at least postponed it until they feel better.
I don't know.
All of this is going on. It is way premature. Back in the days of the swine flu, remember that was another one. The swine flu was kind of famous. People were worried about the swine flu.
Yep.
You know that President Obama, who was lauded, praised for being such a smart guy, he did not do anything to help the swine flu that was about to hit until 1,000 Americans died.
Yep.
Here, Trump is doing all sorts of stuff with only a handful of people who have unfortunately died.
I just keep going back to the same thing. The CDC put out some numbers earlier today that said that there were worldwide, there was, I think it was 314,000 cases reported of the coronavirus. 67,000 of them have survived. And, I made a comment to a friend of mine. I said, you know what? There's probably a million and a half of these. Here's the deal. Everybody I talked to, doctors and even somebody who actually has it, said, look, it didn't feel any different than the regular flu. No different at all.
A lot of people get almost no symptoms.
Yeah.
In fact, the head of the WHO, World Health Organization, said that 80% of all people only get mild symptoms. That's not like they're all dying, but we're shutting down the entire country, it seems like, hurting the hospitality industry, the airline industry, and others.
Yeah.
Although we are helping the toilet paper industry.
They're selling out.
I have no
idea what the heck that is all about, right?
I know.
Anyway, we're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Show me seeing your host. Don't go far. Yes, I know. We're talking about the swine virus, coronavirus like everybody else, but we're putting real numbers to it. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As more school systems around the nation start to close down for the coronavirus, the Boston Public School System is now saying they will close starting Tuesday until April 27th. School will be in session on Monday, according to that school district. And people searching for food on Yelp are turning more of their attention to delivery, in another sign of Americans taking up social distancing to slow the spread of the coronavirus. The ratio has risen for 11 consecutive days on Yelp. It's higher than any time in its history, including much colder periods. President Trump tweeted that Carnival, Royal Caribbean, Norwegian, and MSC Cruises have all agreed to suspend outbound cruises for 30 days at his request. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. We really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, because then you become part of the solution. If you get informed and then get engaged, instead of just spewing out garbage, then you do become part of the solution. And that's a good thing. That's what we want. We want you to push back with information, not push back with ignorance. Because it doesn't work. And it makes us look worse. And actually, you don't look any better than the person you're pushing against or fighting back against or trying to bring the truth to. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have Dr. Gerard Lomero on with me. I always like when he's on. I appreciate his time with us. And, you know, Dr. Lomero is an author and he's a political analyst. He's an expert on forecast models. And we've explained those to you a million times, so I'm not going to do it again. He's got 6 books out there. His latest book that you need to get is Real World Socialism, Spiritual, Moral, and Economic Bankruptcy. And you know what? You got to get it. Because it will inform you, and then you can push back against your socialist bonehead friends. Anyway, Dr. Lomero, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's great to be with you. And by the way, socialism, real-world socialism, one of the tactics they use is to create fear among the population that they're targeting to take over. And it wouldn't surprise me if socialists are behind this in their attempts to keep Trump from getting reelected, because this is way blown out of all proportion to what I think the numbers indicate.
Well, look at Dr. Lomero. I'm watching Joe Biden come out, who said he wasn't going to give a political speech, and then gave a political speech. And then I watched Bernie Sanders come out and speak to this stuff, and it was all about how the government had to step in. The government had to help you. The government knew what was best. The government would take care of you and small business. And I'm thinking, my God, they're wrapping socialism around a major issue here. And it's what they do, and you're right. You're exactly right. It's what they do. Anyway,
they have a long history of creating crises out of nothing. How about global climate change? That's a non-issue.
Oh, yeah.
That is an invented, made-up problem.
You know, I joked about it the other day. What was it? There was a volcano of some sort that I say it burped. Okay, because it put out plumes and plumes of smoke for about an hour and a half, and then it just kind of went away. And I said, according to scientists, because all you guys want me to believe in scientists, that it put more CO2 in the air in an hour and a half than we do with every car, if we started every car on the planet for 10 years. You know,
yeah.
It was crazy, but you'll never hear that. You'll never hear that part of it. So
no, they never tell the real story.
No. So to your point earlier, many people will get this coronavirus. They won't even know they have it. They'll think they have a slight cold because they're in good shape. Their body's in good shape. And you could use this example if you want to. Station owners of ours, a husband and wife team, the husband who is in his late 60s, had a pre-existing condition, went on one of those cruise ships. He contracted the virus and has been in quarantine, for 6 weeks now. His wife, who eats, I know her personally, I've known both personally, she eats well, she exercises, she really does take care of her body, and she was in the room with him for, 14 days? She was on deck with him, she shows no signs of it, she didn't contract it at all, and she's fine. So, again, if it was this sweeping virus that was unstoppable, they would have both got it, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely affects older people the most.
Right.
And as you go down in age, the younger you are, the less likely you are to have a negative impact. In addition, the World Health Organization, maybe I mentioned it briefly before, their spokesman indicated that 80% of all people only get minor symptoms. We're not talking major symptoms. We're talking about minor, probably not enough to even bother calling your doctor.
Yep.
And then I went ahead. I love numbers. I love forecasting. You know that.
Yes, I do.
And I decided I'm going to study all these numbers, all the data I can on corona, and all the data I can on pandemics and viruses, put it together, come up with a forecast. My forecast is there's an 80% probability that the coronavirus panic that we are seeing today will be gone between April 15th and May 15th. It'll be over, it'll be history, and the result is going to backfire on the Democrats and the left, because they would like to use this as a talking point against Trump and trying to beat him by beating up the economy. What's going to happen is Trump is going to come out like a hero when only a few people die, when all of his efforts pull together industry people and people in the federal government. He got compliments, remember, from Governor Newsom.
I know.
California. That was a shocker.
That guy had to swallow his tongue to get that out. Let me tell you what.
Right. Well, at any rate, the bottom line is when this is over, between April 15th and May 15th, which I'm predicting now with 80% probability, then Trump is going to come out looking like a hero before the election campaign really kicks off. And it's going to add to his already large landslide that's in the process of happening.
God. You know, I love that you have these numbers, and some people will send me emails afterwards and say, I don't believe that guy. There's no way. There's no how. I tell them you don't use polling because polling really doesn't work. But, you know, today
polling
when I
can work if you do it properly and you're smart enough to understand the trends that underlie it.
They never do it right. You know that.
Yeah.
You know?
I know, but I'm not against polling if it's done properly, but I have a lot of problems with the way they're doing them.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with you. But in looking at the numbers today, when I was going down and I'm looking at how many people died, some of these issues with the flu and the Ebola thing and what have you, in a lot of these cases, guess who was president when they hit?
Right.
So there was no big deal made. You know, you got 20,000 people die, 16,000 people die. I mean, nothing. Not a word said about it. That he was a genius. He was handling it well. He was doing all this wonderful stuff. And in reality, three times the people died. You know?
The mainstream media is political. They have a political axe to grind. They are promoting socialism. Let's face it. Let's be honest.
Yep.
That's in my new book, Real World Socialism.
And the beauty is you've got people like, I realize that these are kind of, what do you want to call them, celebrity doctors. But Dr. Drew and Dr. Oz, I mean, these guys are in Hollywood. They're in that world. And they're screaming that the media is responsible for this panic. The media is blowing this out of proportion. And I think this is great because you don't hear these people do that often, do you?
No, they don't. But they're so, you know, they're so taken by this ridiculous reaction, which is, I call it the coronavirus panic. That's what it is, the coronavirus panic of 2020. It is not justified. Not only that, we are well into the flu season. That means we're getting close to the end of the flu season anyway. That means this virus doesn't have that much time to get going in the U.S. No. It's going to be over before you know it. Most such viruses kind of peter out after about May. So this prediction of mine is totally in line with previous data that we have on flus and pandemics and epidemics. And by the way, years ago, I did really interesting models on how viruses spread. And it's been a long time since I pulled that out of the drawer, so to speak. But I've modeled all sorts of problems in my career. And this is just a off-the-shelf type model. You know, it's pretty common to know about people. You know, you cough on somebody, do they get the disease or not? You cough on two people, they go cough on three others. And there's a model you can build about how this spreads or not.
Right.
And that's what they're working on right now in their research. They're trying to refine the model for this particular virus. But with the data we have now, we can make intelligent guesses. And panic is not one of the rational alternatives,
no.
I think.
No, I keep telling people that. You know, it's not a matter of guys like me not believing in it, but it's guys like me who don't believe in panic. Let's stop. Let's slow down. Let's take a look at what's going on. What do we need to do? And they keep coming back with the same stuff, don't they? Wash your hands. Wash out areas where people have sneezed or what have you, where you might have come in contact with it. They keep talking about all these things that we should already be doing. I mean, have we become a society of animals? I mean, seriously.
No, of course not.
we're sneezing all over stuff and we're not even thinking about covering our mouths. Of course, you know, I know, but they haven't given us anything earth-shattering. Listen, let me keep you on for one more segment. I know I told you I'd only keep you for two, but if you can hang with me a few more minutes,
sure.
I want to talk to you about how this does affect or doesn't affect Trump and even the rest of Congress. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Mazzini, your host.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop.
up. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
It never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You listen to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I know some of you are out and about, and you tune in, and you go, oh, we're still talking about this. Well, here's the only difference. I'm not going to go with hysteria, okay? I'm not going to go with what I think the government should do or what I think should have been done. We're going to go with real numbers. You know, when I was a kid, I love all this political correctness. When I was a kid in the 70s, the big thing, I think, in the 70s was the Hong Kong flu. Now, today they'd have a heart attack because you're going to call it the Hong Kong flu. How racist of you, right? No, it originated out of Hong Kong. Get over yourself. If it originated out of Rome, we would have called it the Rome flu. I mean, seriously, it just gives people an idea from a scientific standpoint where it came from and how it's spreading outward. I'm amazed at this crazy stuff. They're so concerned about people dying that the only thing they can really scream about is the racism of calling it out as a Chinese type of flu. Anyway, Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me. I know he thinks this stuff is as crazy as I do. Okay, he's an author, political analyst, and an expert on forecast models. Dr. Lomero, thanks for joining me. Always appreciate your time.
Well, I think it's the last hurrah of the Democrats trying to beat Trump. I think, you know, let's face it, who's talking about Ukraine? They gave up on that one. That didn't work. They gave up on Russian collusion, more or less. They still sometimes mention it. That didn't make any sense. This makes no sense either. It's like, oh, we now have a crisis. We have a handful of people who died. That's very too bad for their families. We're sorry for them. And that, but we do not have a pandemic in the United States. We have a panic. People are buying toilet paper. People are buying hand sanitizer. You can't find any in most stores. Why? Because everybody's worried that this thing, I don't know why you need a year's supply of toilet paper. Flu season will be over pretty soon. It's usually over when the weather gets warm and you go towards summer. But as I said, my prediction, based on the numbers I've seen, and I looked at a ton of numbers in the last 24 hours, based on my numbers, my forecast is it's going to be over between April 15th and May 15th. And that's not that far along to buy a year's supply of TP.
You know, I'm not laughing at you, but I'm just laughing because this is herd mentality. I go to the supermarket, and somebody sent me a picture earlier tonight that I thought was quite interesting. You might get a giggle out of it, too. They took a picture of the vegetable section, and the vegetable section was stocked and overflowing, and then they walked over and took a picture of the toilet paper aisle, and it was bare. And I was thinking, if
you
truly...
What good is that going to do?
I guess you're going to eat the toilet paper. But I was thinking to myself, look how far we've come as a society when we don't realize that. Look, if you really want to eat better, you want to give your body stuff that it needs to fight off, disease and viruses and such. The vegetable area would be empty, right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Sure. Fruits and vegetables are good for you. We know that.
Yeah, I love this. I love the mentality of people. You know, they're in line. They've loaded up their shopping carts. Do they think that all the drivers, the supply drivers, are going to either drop dead or be home with the flu and not be able to take food to the supermarket? I don't get this craziness.
It is. It really is just so blown out of proportion to anything that's real.
Yep.
And what's going to happen, as I said, is this is going to end. Trump is shutting things down to minimize the impact, but it's going to be a small impact when it's all said and done. People are going to realize it was overdone. People will know that for the next time the mainstream media goes nuts over an issue.
Well, they already don't trust him.
Trump is going to come out smelling like a rose, like he...
Yep.
You know, prevented this from hitting the country. He managed it well. He took a crisis and managed it, and he is. And you know what? It's going to be over. People will go back to normal. The stock market will go back. If those stocks were worth 29,000 2 weeks ago, they'll be worth 29,000 in a few weeks in the future.
Yeah,
it's not going to take years for the stock market to recover. People sell stocks like this when they think some company is going to lose money. So when they think the airlines are going to go down or the hotels are going to go down, they get out of it. They want to put their money somewhere else that's safer.
Yeah.
But you know what? Those industries are going to come back quickly. People are going to be going on vacations. There's going to be pent-up demand. Even the TP companies that are doing well now, their things will settle out too. And they won't sell as much TP since they've already sold a year's supply for everybody. So, you know, it all works out in the long run. The market works wonderfully well if you leave it alone.
Yep.
And that's why conservatives like to leave the market alone. The freer the market, usually the better it works.
Yeah, just
occasional
regulations
are helpful, but generally speaking, you stay out of the way. It does wonderful on its own. If the media would just report the facts, we would not have a panic today.
Yeah. So Bernie Sanders is out there. I don't know if you heard this.
Yeah.
He's running around screaming that the deaths from the coronavirus could exceed. I can't stand it. Could exceed because you couldn't write this stuff.
Right.
Can you imagine a bunch of writers sitting around going, "All right, let's write a sitcom and we're going to release a virus," and he's saying that the deaths are going to exceed what the armed forces casualties were in World War II.
That's absurd. Those are, irresponsible type statements. And I'll go one step further. Don't forget, he calls himself a socialist. I think he might be also a communist, which is closely related. And socialist, if you look at the history of it, I've got one book that's back written, I think it was 1918, 1922, complaining about socialists because of the way their tactics were.
Yep.
And their tactics are not to be reasonable and rational. Their tactics are things like fear.
Yep.
They try to make you afraid of something, so the government has to take it over. Because you can't live without the government running your life. You know, we're all a bunch of victims. We're all a bunch of losers. We're all a bunch of deplorables. But that's baloney. And those statements are irresponsible, and I think they're just stoking fear in the hearts of people who are unfortunately not aware of more. Maybe they're not studying it up, or they're reading the facts, or they may not, you know, spend their lives doing forecasts like I do, which are kind of, for me, I kind of enjoy it, but most people don't like numbers as much as I do. I've always told people there's not a differential equation I didn't like.
But I love you. Dr. Mark Siegel from Fox, from day one.
Yeah, right.
You know, he's been on the positive side of this, saying, look, they're blowing this out of proportion. This is where we're at with this. If people don't take precautions, of course you're going to get sick. Of course it's going to, you know, if you're sneezing in the subway car on those metal bars and somebody grabs it, of course they're going to get sick. Just be aware of what's going on around you. And,
well, you know, there's some people who are healthy that can have somebody cough on them and they don't get sick, too.
Right,
you know?
That's true.
I mean, just the fact you even get near somebody doesn't mean you're going to get sick. There are people who are very good about bouncing off because they get, you know, they get their 8 hours of sleep a night, they eat their fruits and vegetables, they exercise. You know, they live a good life. They're happy, cheerful. They're not socialists. They're conservatives, so they're happy. By the way, did you ever notice, this is just my own little data point, and it may not be scientifically accurate, just when I talk to people who are conservatives, they're usually very positive and about life in general. When I talk to a socialist, it's like the world is coming to an end. You know, global warming, we're going to be gone in 6 years, 10 years, it's all over. You know, I mean, they're depressed people. No wonder they see everything in a negative way.
I know. They're always miserable.
I mean, it just seems that way. I know that's anecdotal.
No, no, no.
It's not hardcore scientific evidence, but it's anecdotal.
I do this every day, okay? And I see pictures of, and I'm not going for the pictures that you know are going to be nasty to begin with, but I see pictures of a lot of these Democrat women, okay? And I'm not going to go down the road of how ugly they are, because they're not. There's a lot of pretty Democrat women, but they always look miserable. They always look like somebody just shot their dog. They always look like, you know what I'm saying? Like somebody just stole their ATM card or something.
They're sad. They're depressed. A lot of people are that I've run into who are socialists.
Yep. It's just always amazing to me. Always waiting for the world to come apart, but it's not like that on the other side. There's always optimism. They're looking up. They're seeing things as moving, truly moving forward. Not just using it as an actual slogan.
And that's one of the reasons I think they don't like Trump, because he's really truly an optimist. He wants to build new things, new things, solve problems, make it better.
We
and they're the opposite. It's like, you need the government. The government's got to do it for you. You can't do it.
The government got us into this. Worldwide. Yeah. The government got us into this because they didn't act fast enough or do whatever. I don't know. I have all kinds of people throwing conspiracy theories at me about China and what they believe that they did. I don't believe the theory or the conspiracy, but I do believe that we're too dependent on China, and the reason we can't clean this up quickly is because we're waiting on them. Even the stupid masks that actually don't work, I'm told that the majority of those are made, the big bulk majority of those are made in China. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that we can't take care of ourselves, you know?
Essential items, whatever they are, rare earth, oil, medicines, whatever they are, we need to provide our own essential items. Now, if things are strictly, you know, bonus, you don't need it in life, you like a certain designer, whatever, designer tennis racket or something, and we don't have to make everything in the world.
That's true. All right.
But we should make everything that's essential.
The tennis people will be mad at you, but I really don't care.
Well,
anyhow,
I just throw that out. That's just an example.
You stay safe, and appreciate your time with me. We've got a lot more coming up in the next hour. We're still going to beat this thing to death because I'm not done with it. I'm so mad about what the media has done. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far.